If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather. Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a pair of tickets for sold out Alice in Wonderland all this week, every hour, 6 o'clock in the morning till 6:05 at night with Janie. We've got code words that you enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold out Alice in Wonderland, sponsored by Macy's. Thanks, Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. Alice in Wonderland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Meet you there. Sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is BEST. B-E-S-T, BEST. Be best.
What's that from?
What, Be Best?
Mm-hmm.
That was the former and soon-to-be First Lady's initiative.
Oh, be yeah. Best. Okay.
Be best.
All right.
That's solid, right? I mean, you know, be best.
Here's some texts. A couple quickies.
Hold on, I'm not done yet.
Oh,
best is this hour's code word. B-E-S-T. Text the word best to our contest line, specifically this number, 20357, and you'll be entered to win. Best is this hour's code word.
925. My husband loves watching me do my naked yoga. Delilah and Martinez. Delilah, you are the nicest lady
you
in the world.
You are delightful, Delilah.
That is awesome that you're willing to let him enjoy that. What of you? Here's another one. 415 says, you guys should just start a chant of Sarah, 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 Sarah until Sarah. She has to give the speech.
I won't have to.
Ha!
I promise you, I'll just get up and boombayé.
That's a Muhammad Ali thing.
Oh.
Ali, boombayé.
Okay, I'm not familiar with it, and I won't respond to it. I'll be like, all right, guys, see ya. Thank you so much. I'm outie. I'll see you tomorrow morning here to rock out on this show. Monster time.
There's your speech right there.
That's it. That's my entire speech as I leave, if you guys do the chant thing.
But they'll get a speech is what you're saying. So if we chant, they will get a speech.
It might be the end of the meeting, too, so...
Hey, now we got some ideas going.
We're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, trash us.
Okay. So, let's see. I'm going to start with this. Apple Music released their year-end charts yesterday. And not surprising, Taylor Swift was the most streamed artist of 2024.
All right.
She also had the most streamed album with the Tortured Poets Department, the anthology. So, Swifties, thank you from Taylor. She actually wrote a little thank you note to fans.
Mm.
She put it on. It's on Spotify, I think. Oh, no, it's on Apple Music. Sorry. There we go.
Whoops.
Whatever. I don't care. She wrote, thank you for listening to my music and the Tortured Poets Department so much. You, the fans, made the Tortured Poets Department the top stream album of the year on Apple Music. You guys snagged me that top streamed artist spot, too. all kinds of little emojis and stuff. Isn't that nice? They left her a little spot to go on there and smooch at her fans. She did not totally dominate, however. Kendrick Lamar had the most streamed song in the country and the most streamed song in the world.
With?
Not Like Us.
Oh, man.
Sorry about it, Drake. Ouch.
I like Kendrick. I don't think this is his best song. I mean, I don't know what it is. I don't have, you know, a competing entry for you, but I've listened to his music.
Yeah.
This isn't his best, in my opinion.
I like that he doesn't like Drake, though. I'm kind of with him on that. Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Drake, although a little bit, which I hate about myself.
Yeah, what's your problem with Drake?
I don't like him.
Maybe that's it, though, is people like to beef. You know, like maybe people that's part of the draw.
The draw
is like,
this,
here's
yeah.
him slamming a superstar.
Right.
Okay.
I feel like Drake is somewhat polarizing. Like, I just feel like his music is terrible. He's a bad dancer and I don't like his hair. So there's that. And then everybody else is like, no, I like all those things. And so I'm going to fight with them too, I guess. I don't know.
Now that I think about it, one of my all-time favorite rap songs is by Nas, and it's called Ether, and it's him just going after Jay-Z.
Oh.
Just like...
And you're a Jay-Z fan.
I am a Jay-Z fan, but it's like, who would go after... What are you, nuts? He did.
Mm.
And it's good. It's him. It's like going after him.
Well, there it is. Maybe you like beefs too.
That's what I'm saying is yeah. I didn't even think about it. Now here we are talking and I say a couple words and it starts to occur to me. Oh, yeah. I love Ether. It's such a... It just goes after Jay-Z in a way where you're like, oh, no.
Kendrick's biggest song is probably Humble. And
sit down, bitch. Yeah. Be humble. Yeah. If I know it, it is his biggest song. That's the only one I know from him. And I don't know any from him except that one. Even this Not Like Us, I'm like, yeah, Drake song. I don't know about that. Check this out, though. This is actually kind of amazing. This is Apple Music globally. This is their year-end stuff.
Okay.
Not Like Us is number one, Kendrick Lamar. Number two, globally, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. That song, which I think is just a fantastic song. We play it all the time on Alice.
Yep.
In fact, we were early supporters like last year. Unfortunately, some stuff went wrong for us last year and Winterland did not happen. But Benson Boone was on that bill. Mm-hmm. And he was the one I was super excited to see. I mean, Jelly Roll would have been great too, but.
Jelly Roll. Yeah, that was a good bill.
But all those guys had a big year. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. That's the number two streamed song on Apple Music on Earth. The number two song. Incredible. Number three, not super surprising, Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. Just don't listen to it because you'll be singing it all day. Shaboozy. Again, not a surprise. That was a huge song here. But this is globally. This is the global list. Kendrick Lamar, Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Shaboozy, A Bar Song Tipsy. And number five is Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer, which I think Cruel Summer is like a five-year-old song, which she had a massive hit with this year.
Isn't it weird, though, that there's no, like, I would expect some kind of Spanish language song to make the international, you're talking worldwide.
Worldwide.
I would expect something to be in the top 10 that we would go, who?
Well, there may be, this is just the top five.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have the USA one, and I find this one even more interesting. Like, there is no Taylor in the top five.
For the United States.
The United States.
That's really surprising.
At number five.
Swifties, what are you doing?
Swifties, you got to get on it.
Roll that stream and leave it going.
Doesn't seem ridiculous. So this is Apple Music, their streaming service. And these are the top five songs, USA, specifically USA. Number five is Snooze, SZA. Number four is I Had Some Help, Post Malone, featuring Morgan Wallen. Number three is A Bar Song Tipsy. Number two is Like That, Future, Metro Boomin, Kendrick Lamar. And number one is Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us. Kendrick Lamar and SZA coming to town. They have announced a lot of shows, one of which is in San Francisco at Oracle Park on May 29th. They're calling it the Grand National Tour.
I always get Kendrick screwed Lamar up ever that. Since Oracle took over the park, because I always knew Oracle Arena to be mm-hmm. in Oakland.
Yes.
And it always, whenever I'm doing it live on the radio, I'm always
like, which one is it?
I get like, I'm wrong, right?
Wrong. You're right.
I don't know. Okay. So that's the baseball stadium.
Yes.
Got it.
Oracle Park. All right. So there's that. And the... If you want tickets for that, you know, Google it. I don't have the info on that. Today is Jelly Roll's birthday. Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll!
Are these tattoos? Well, they're horrible. They're on my face. He turns 40 today. He's officially over the hill, guys. That's it, 40. In his honor, here are some jelly roll facts that you may or may not know. And some of these were fun. I'll admit it. I read through them all. Some of them, it's like, okay, whatever. Jelly, he's got a real name.
No.
It's Jason DeFord. His mom gave him a stage name when he was younger because she was like, he's the chubby kid. All right, Jelly Roll. He was convicted of robbery as a teenager and possession with intent to distribute when he was 21. In total, he went to jail 40 times for various offenses and pulled himself out and now turns that around and helps kids there. Built a whole studio inside of like a juvie detention center. Jelly is a college graduate. He got his GED in jail and then went on to get an associate degree in sociology from Volunteer State University.
Good for him.
He got engaged and married to Bunny XO on the same night. He has two older brothers. Their names are Roger and Scott.
Roger.
Roger.
Roger Roll and Scott Roll.
Yeah, Roger Roll and Scott Roll. And they I don't think they look anything like them. You want to see a picture? There you go. There's Roger and Scott Roll.
Ooh, one of them's rough.
I bet they're a little less rough than they used to be because they got that sweet Jelly Roll money.
They're sitting there with drinks.
They do seem to be in a bar, don't they? That is like a seedy bar too.
They must be as supportive of sobriety as my brothers are. The same way.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, one of these days you'll drink again with us.
Where do they live?
I got a one
brother in West Virginia,
one in Vegas, one in West Virginia, and two in West Virginia actually.
Okay. Yeah,
one just moved back.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It's not doing great.
I do remember more than once when you're trying to get yourself together where someone's like, I remember I'd just gotten out of rehab and the person I was seeing goes, does this mean we're not going to even be able to have drinks in Hawaii when we go? And I was like, I'm a dead man. I am never going to pull this off.
People ask that all the time. So what about when you get, you know, if you have a daughter and they get married, or how about if you did this happen? It's like, no, I will die.
I was sitting there in my head.
I have another drink.
This is the lady who'd been through the ringer with me.
Oh my God.
And asked that. And I thought, in what world does that sound like it's going to go well after all we've been through? And you ask me that like my first week out of rehab.
It's a misunderstood disease.
It's just, very much so, which is the point.
Well, you're clean now, so now you can drink again.
What?
Well, you guys were really young.
No,
she was young.
I'm not trying to go after her in any way. I'm just saying, in reality, it is a misunderstood disease, and people do think, like, well, on vacation, never will it go well for us.
Never.
Sorry, next story.
Jelly Roll.
Back to Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Jelly. Things,
yeah. Let's see. Just a couple more. And the reason I'm doing this is Jelly turns 40 today. They talk about his musical influences. Johnny Cash, Jim Croce, James Taylor, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, and 3-6.
Jim Croce?
Yeah.
Makes his music influences.
Yep.
Badly Roy Brown.
Yeah, what are some of his other songs?
Time in a Bottle.
That's another big one. Jim Croce.
Jim Croce's wonderful.
I like him too.
I mean, he's a San Diego guy.
Who brings him up ever? No one.
Well,
people in San Diego.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, maybe he's very well respected.
Yeah, there's
in
a
the
place called Croce's.
Yeah, Croce's. I've been there.
I think it's his kid.
Yeah. In addition to his country success, Jelly Roll also has a number one song in rock music too. A song called "Dead Man Walking" was on top of the mainstream rock airplay chart in 2022. I didn't even know about him in 2022. His song, Tears Could Talk, features a duet with his daughter. And he also has a son named Noah. The daughter is Bailey Ann DeFord. He loves Waffle House so much that he included their logo and name on his 2013 mixtape called Whiskey, Weed, and Waffle House.
Okay.
Which gives you an idea of what he was up to 10 years ago. But the breakfast chain said, get that off of there. Cease and desist. Well, I wonder what they think now. They're like, please put that back on.
Don't desist.
Listen to this. Jelly's guilty pleasure.
Oh, boy. Is it the smelling the cocaine?
It's golf.
Oh.
But guess why? He loves drinking in the morning.
Oh.
He said, I love golf because people drink so early in the morning out there in the course.
But he doesn't drink anymore, does he?
Don't ask me.
Oh, you know what? He does.
I don't know.
I don't know what his deal is because he just opened a bar.
Yep.
Yeah, he does drink. So he must have quit the hard stuff.
Whatever.
Like the heroin or whatever.
Not just the whiskey.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Yeah. I certainly don't want
anyway,
to get into his
happy
business.
Happy birthday to him.
Go Jelly Roll.
And I'll leave you with this. Post Malone's going to do a free show before the Super Bowl. It's a couple days before. He performed America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl last year, starred in a commercial. This year, he's going to do something a little more intimate, he says. A free show at the Fillmore in New Orleans on February 7th, Friday, February 7th, 2 days before the Super Bowl, right down the street. It's called the Bud Light Backyard Presents Post Malone. If you want tickets and you're planning to be in that area, you can direct message or comment with hashtag PostyBLBackyard and hashtag sweepstakes on Bud Light's Instagram and their Facebook page too. It doesn't guarantee anything, but supposedly that will lead you to get more information on how you can potentially see him for free. The end. What's coming up in the news?
My baloney has a first name. Oh. It's...
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check us out live every day on the free Odyssey app. It is now time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Ticket Stop.
Oh.
Alice will be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 to 2:30 p.m.
Sweet.
That's this Saturday. At Public Market Emeryville. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for your whole family. Enjoy over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch for your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more info, head to RadioAlice.com about our Alice Ticket Stop this Saturday from 1 to 2:30.
I like it.
I might be there.
Yeah.
I might swing by.
That's close to your house, right?
Yeah, real close. And I love that market.
Public Market, Emeryville.
They have a really good place to get Afghan food there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it.
What do you get when you go for Afghan food?
Similar to it's similar to Indian, I guess you could say. You know, so you get the rice and then the meat and the vegetable thing.
And a sauce.
And a piece of bread that's really good, a nice flatbread. Yeah.
I'd like that. That sounds really
very
good.
Very good stuff.
You know, I don't want to do an ad for these people, but I do enjoy the Top Golf experience, and we have a new one being built in Burlingame.
Oh, that's great.
It's going to open. Well, actually, I take that back. It's built. It's opening later this month.
Wow.
Bay Area residents.
Top Golf is super fun.
And golf enthusiasts will soon be able to experience a brand new state-of-the-art Top Golf driving range that will open later this month in Burlingame, officials said. The company's new location is 258 Anza Boulevard, and it's set for grand opening December 13th. The three-level facility will feature 108 climate-controlled hitting bays that overlook the San Francisco Bay, as well as a 36-foot video screen wall and more than 200 HD TVs and an outdoor patio with games. If you haven't done this, it's super fun.
It's great. You bring a big group. You don't have to be a great golfer. You sit in there and whack at the ball. There's all these targets. It's wicked fun.
Super fun. It's a great thing to just go do.
Yeah.
Like if you're sitting there on a weekend
day. You
got to
book it though. What
should we do? Go do that.
Yep. You'll
love
it.
Top Golf. Come into the Burlingame. They used to have a golf course over there.
Maybe they took the driving range portion of that.
Maybe.
I've heard that that's happening because those Topgolf things, like you have to fight to get you have to really book that in advance. But
they've got food and drinks,
the whole thing,
and music.
It's like a big sports bar and part of it. Mm-hmm. So it's quite an attraction.
Well, I just wanted to mention that to you. It's actually from the Chronicle. It looks like today. No, yesterday. But I thought I saw it and went, oh, we have one closer to us in San Jose area. But for those of you in the city, now you've got one near you.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is travel the ultimate relationship test?
It can be.
Travel can make or break a relationship. according to 73% of couples. It's the ultimate test. It is true. I did that early on with Christina, and like every time I turned around, she was just a cool hang, and it never went wrong.
Remember, I determined to find a way to drive her away.
To not be married to her. I brought her. I brought her. What were we? 3 weeks in, and I brought her to Tahoe.
He takes her away for a weekend in Tahoe. Yeah.
With these guys.
With the whole crew. Like, we were grilling her. Yuzi and I sat across from her at a table, and I was like, she is holding up.
God,
very soft spoken.
I would not introduce a girl to you, Sarah, unless I was very firm in the relationship.
Why? Because you'd be afraid I'd talk about how stinky you are.
No, it's just once you're in this, you know, you get introduced to this group, this family. It's you're in. You know, they're going to be talking.
They're going to talk about you on the air.
It's going to happen,
right?
And I've tried to explain. You know, that's
you
got to
be settled on that person, or they're going to be like, "But I'm a star on your show. You can't break up with me."
That she actually early on said, I'm pretty shy and kind of, you know, down to earth. And I don't know that that's going to be for me. And I was like, yeah, it's not going to be for you. Trust me. It's going to be a problem.
But it wasn't.
And it wasn't. So it was just a surprise.
Shauna quit listening to the show after, I think, a year. Because I said something on the air that she definitely didn't like. And I was very defensive about it. And Sarah actually pulled me aside and said, "You like her, right?" I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "You're going to have to learn to shut up once in a while and not say,
you can't say
everything."
Crunch.
Yeah. But then
if you
she
really
just
like someone, you have to make accommodations for them. Like, there's plenty of stuff I could tell you guys about John that I just don't, because I don't need to go home and talk about it with him.
Yeah.
I don't need to be talked up to anymore.
40% of people felt closer to their partner after a trip.
That's nice.
61% of couples said a specific trip reignited their romance.
Oh.
And there's no question. We were just kind of talking about it, but you can absolutely get in a funk, a rut or a funk where you are, and that roommate thing is for real. It can happen to you where you're just bros and you don't want to be bros with your person.
Nope.
No.
At least boys don't.
Nope.
You want to be hoes with them.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
That's nice.
It's the whole, like,
well,
high
five
thing.
You want someone who's hot for you.
Yeah, high five after sex.
Yeah. Sex.
We high five
we
now?
Want
that's all
sex.
We do?
Even having it. Yeah, come on.
Anyway.
Good move. That was a solid move.
Travel.
Yeah, that's
the ultimate
over.
Relationship test.
Well, sometimes people get mad at the way other people drive. And also sometimes someone's expectation was that you were navigating, but you were actually looking out the window. So it's, you know, sometimes that gets them mad.
Sounds like you're talking about something
what?
Specific.
Yeah.
No.
Did you get in an accident?
No.
Almost?
No. But we've definitely missed exits because I was all like, oh, look at that neat thing over there. Oh, shoot. You were supposed to take that exit. Oops. Oh, well. These days, though, that never happens because everyone just sets it up on their, you know, they're getting directions pumped at them through the phone.
How much do you have to make a year to feel successful these days?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
This number is insane, and they say here you can fully blame Gen Z. A financial planning poll found the average American would need to earn about $270,000 a year to feel financially successful.
Wow.
That's not, that's just,
it's very high.
Well, take the tax out and then add in what it costs to own or, you know, have a mortgage or,
I'm not fighting you on it. I just, that's twice what I would have thought
that's
the average American would think.
One person's salary, not the household income.
Sheesh.
It's more than four times what the average American makes. And it's mainly because young people have wild expectations. That's back to Gen Z that thinks you should make almost $600,000 a year.
Where are you going?
Don't get into radio.
What are you doing?
Where are you going to work?
The average boomer said they'd need to make just under $100,000 a year to feel successful. Mm. For Gen Xers and millennials, it's more like $200,000. But Gen Z says $588,000 a year. would make them feel financially successful.
Is it because they hear that everybody's starting salary at places like Google or Amazon or all these places that they're like making, you know, you're an intern there and you're making $1.50 a year. Like,
I think tech has completely upended.
But not everybody is going to get a job in tech.
No, I understand. But I'm saying that that is the, when we now look at success, we look at Zuck. Mm. He owns Maui.
Kauai, I think.
Whatever it is. I mean, there's a guy, though, who just came up with the thing that was already invented and it was called MySpace. He just changed it.
Mm.
And he's a zillionaire.
Fully, legitimately a zillionaire. Zillions of dollars. Uncountable zillions.
So anyway, the average number of all the things that are there, you have to make $270,000 to feel successful. They say...
this is the average American, not broken down by Jen.
Whatever your number is, here are the top four paths to success, according to the survey. Hard work, number one. Talent, number two. Who you know, number three.
Mm.
Luck, number four.
There's some of that.
All of that is part of it, though.
Yep.
Absolutely. I know that, you know, one of the things early on in radio that I was just, I had no problem with, but I know my friends were like, what are you doing? I'm like, trying to leave the beach and not be at keggers when I'm 40. But I was yes to everything they said I could do. Christmas? Yeah. Double shift? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just.
Well, and I'm at trying that to age make it. Too, you're like, this is what I want to do.
This is my, like, this is my path.
Some people walk into radio stations and go, everything out else mm-hmm. out the window. This is what I'm doing.
Right.
I'll do whatever else I need to make this happen.
Right.
That's the thing I want to be doing.
Next story.
All right.
Oscar Mayer is celebrating the 50th anniversary of My Baloney Has a First Name jingle with a contest where fans who can recite the entire thing by heart can get paid.
Oh.
You can get up to $50 off your groceries.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-E-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
My baloney.
Hold on. Stop it. I'm going to see if I can figure it out. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way of making sandwiches delicious today.
Of B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney.
Such a cute kid in this video.
Is he the one fishing?
Yeah, this one him fishing.
Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
No, I failed that test. Could you have done it? Did you know?
But I don't even eat bologna.
Yeah.
I don't eat deer bologna. I don't eat regular bologna.
Oh,
I don't
eat deer bologna.
No, thanks.
Treat yourself around a deer bologna.
You know, also on the list, they say two legendary jingles celebrated 50 years in 2024. The other one is Meow Mix.
Oh. Meow, 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 meow. That's a whole thing.
Yeah,
boom.
Meow, 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 meow.
Anyway, this is a whole thing. You can go to singtopay.com.
Oh, boy.
Someone struck gold with that.
Yeah.
Is it Don Draper?
Somebody got stoned and was like, meow.
Meow Mix comes in two.
Meow Mix comes in two delicious flavors. You'll never try them. You don't need to know any more than that, but your cat's going to love it. Meow Mix, full of fat. Let's eat that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Did you guys see the UHC CEO was just assassinated in New York this morning? Wild. We did see that.
We did see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Shot. He's a 50-year-old dude shot like in the street in Midtown Manhattan.
The
in
head
the chest.
Of, wait, what is UHC?
United Healthcare Company. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I'm sure we're going to find out that's a disgruntled.
Someone whose million-dollar cancer busted up their whole family.
Or something.
Yeah, I don't know. They say absolutely targeted. It was this guy they were going for.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. I ate at Jack's and Burlingame last night.
And?
I had a meatloaf sandwich with onion rings, and it was absolutely delicious.
Oh, that's great.
I want that right now.
That sounds so good.
OFOC.
Oh.
Listening on Odyssey.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you for supporting the companies that support this station.
That's right. That's how it works.
Radio works.
Radio does work. Okay, so now it's time for a game about Christmas.
Right.
Oh, shoot. Do you have the... Hold on. Wait.
Do I have the...
No, I was going to ask...
Do I have what?
Okay. I've got some.
All right. Oh, are we both playing it at the same time? All right. It's time for Christmas movie and music trivia. It's Christmas. Let's play a Christmas game. What do you think, guys?
Okay.
Each question's a little different, so... I mean, as to format. So this one is just multiple choice. Ralphie's dad in A Christmas Story is never given a name. He's typically referred to as just the old man, daddy-o, the big guy, or pops.
Who's first?
Either one of you.
The old man.
It's the old man.
It is the old man. Good job, you guys. True or false? In the original script for The Santa Claus, Santa doesn't die from falling off Tim Allen's roof. He dies because Tim Allen shoots him. True or false?
That's a false.
I'm going to say true.
That is true.
What?
This next one is over, under, or exactly? Which means
I'm already
going to give you a number.
I'm already falling behind, though, aren't I?
Yeah, only by one. Sorry. Ugh. Bad Santa is the most expletive filmed... I'm going to start that over. Bad... Edit it out in post. Bad Santa is the most expletive-filled Christmas movie with 201 swear words. Is that over the actual amount? Under the actual amount? No, is the actual...
What?
It's my own game and I can't figure it out. 201 swear words. Is the actual answer, is that...
Is it that number or is it over or under that number
over,
is what you're trying
to... Over, under, or exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Is it over that number, under
I'm
that...
I'm
going to
just say exactly and move on.
You don't like this one? I'm doing it again later. 201, Vinny, is the actual number over that, under that, or exactly that?
Under.
It is over. 255, so neither of you get a point. You stay the same at 2 for Maddie and 1 for Vinny. Here's another over, under, exactly, which I'm sure I won't be able to explain. According to a 2018 survey, 49% of Americans do not think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Is the actual answer over, under, or exactly 49%?
Is it me?
Either one of you.
Over.
No, it is a Christmas movie. People should know that. Under.
It's over. According to... this survey, 62% of Americans do not think that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
People are crazy.
Did you say over?
I said over.
Okay. Great. You're tied, guys. Two.
We're tied.
I don't like it.
True or false? A West Virginia broadcasting company initially banned I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus when it came out in the 1950s because they thought Mommy was cheating with Santa instead of kissing her husband in a Santa suit.
That's got to be true.
False.
It's true.
Oh, fuck.
3-2. True or false? Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You came out in 1994, but didn't hit number one until 2019. True or false? Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You came out in 1994, but didn't hit number one until 2019.
True.
False.
It's true. We're tied. 3-3. Good job, Vinny.
Thank you.
True or false? Andrew Ridgely, you know, the other guy in Wham, wrote Last Christmas in his childhood bedroom during a visit to his parents' house in 1983. True or false? Andrew Ridgely, the other guy in Wham, wrote Last Christmas in his childhood bedroom during a visit to his parents' house in 1983.
True.
I'm going to say true, too.
Sorry, which part did you think was true? It's false. George Michael wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Fudge.
Sorry, guys. And the final one here, and this is a tiebreaker, all right? So you can't guess the same thing. And Maddie, I'm making you go first since you won yesterday. Brenda Lee recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree when she was 14 years old. Was her age over 14, under 14, or exactly 14 years old?
Over.
You know what I just realized? It's a beautiful thing, too. That time I sang that song is gone forever.
Oh, no. We'll find it. We got to find
no,
that.
No, we do not
Rocking
need to find
it. Around!
I'm going to say
tree.
True.
It wasn't a true or false. She was 14 when she recorded it. Was she actually over that, under that, or exactly,
exactly
that?
Exactly that.
She was under. And fudge. 13. I'm going to break the tie with how old is, I'm going to give you this one. How old's Jelly Roll today?
40. No. Yes, 40.
I thought it was 40 as well.
It was 40, but he said it first.
Thank you.
Had to go first. Vinny is the winner. Vinny's on the show.
All right, Vinny, here you go.
El Campeón.
Little asterisks on this one.
Well, plus I can't even figure out how to play my own game. Goodbye. Make sure you listen all day because every hour we've got tickets for our sold out Alice in Winterland. Jane, I'll have your final pair at 6:05. Have a great day. We'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.